It's at the Stevenage games, the two games before Stevenage. We had a little input, not a massive, because with the Christmas thing, there's not been a lot of training days, you know, on games and recovery, so a bit more involvement today. I wanted to watch it from a bit higher because I'm still getting to know the players. But for an away performance, very, very pleased, very pleased. Difficult conditions for both teams, you know, I wouldn't say that, you know, benefited either, really. I thought it was difficult for both teams. And the second half, we got penned back quite a bit, if I'm being honest. But I think conditions had a bit to do with that. I think we had a bit more freedom second half and we attacked a little bit better. They are a side that want to get as many passes as they can. And I thought the second half, we narrowed our defence up, narrowed our midfield up, and they had to play a lot of square balls. They couldn't get behind. They got behind us in the first half, never really got behind us second half. And to say, for a little amount of work that we've done, I was really, really pleased. And that never say die attitude, you know, that team ethic, that everyone, you know, playing for the team, I thought become evident the longer the game went.
Yeah, it wasn't the same performance as the Stevenage game,
no.
Which was much more impetus, but
yeah.
Importantly, you took the lead. A kind of a strange goal to take the lead with, wasn't it?
No, it was. I thought that both, like their goal and our goal, they were, if I'm honest, strange goals. But, you know, not every goal's a perfect goal, is it? You know, and if you want the perfect goal, we got that with the second one. It was a terrific cross and a good header. And late in the game, they were throwing people forward. We actually perhaps had opportunities to score another one. But listen, you know, I think when your confidence is low, to get back-to-back wins is a fantastic thing. So, you know, the boys will be in good spirits. Got an easy game next Saturday, so we can make it 3 out of 3. But no, I think that what it does now, the boys can relax a little bit away from league football and look forward to you know, a great occasion some of them may never get before. And for the club, you know, results are always important, but to go there and have the day is fantastic. And it gives us, you know, a couple of weeks to prepare for the next league game. And the games are all going to be tough now. They're going to be tough, but, you know, we're showing a toughness, you know, that may well have been here when Wayne was here. You know, I'm not sort of saying that it wasn't, I don't know, but these two games, really, that I've been involved in, I think the boys have done everything you can ask of them.
Yeah, sometimes a fresh voice, to be honest, does make a difference, no matter where it comes
from.
But going back to today, irony really, Chambers scores a great-headed goal, but you'd already given the nod to put on Jamie Curitan, so Chambers scores and then he gets the hook.
Yeah, I think it was heavy going for the front, so they changed their front people because, you know, you're trying to make them runs in the channels, you're trying to get round the side of people, and it's very, very difficult. And I think that, you know, when you do the changes, you know, it's really weird when you make substitutions. You make a substitution that works, people think you're a genius. You make one that don't work, they think you haven't got a clue. That's part and parcel. But the changes today were the right changes at the right time. So I was just pleased all round.
Must have been weird thinking, obviously, the Luton job disappears, that's it, gone. And then, what am I going to do now? Hang on. Daggers come knocking on the door. How long did it take you to think about saying yes? Or would you think, hang on, can I do it again?
It's weird, really, because when I left Luton, my intention really was to have a holiday, have a bit of time over Christmas with the family, which I did do, to be honest, and have a bit of a break. It's 37 years, I've never had a Christmas, family Christmas, I've always had a football Christmas, and so I did have a little bit of a family Christmas, if I'm honest. And, you know, as soon as I left Luton, I'd had sort of two other opportunities that I said no to. One because it was too far, I don't want to travel, and the other one I just didn't fancy. And when Dagenham spoke to me, you know, it wasn't something that I was intending to do, if I'm being honest, as I said, because I wanted a break. But having spoke to them, if there was one club that it was going to be difficult to say no to, of course it would be Dagenham. And not just because of my association with Dagenham, but for Wayne as well. He's put a lot of work in here and it hasn't quite gone right for him, but, you know, his work won't be forgotten by me. His work 100% won't be forgotten. You know, he was a hard working, honest, loyal man, and this is a tough game, football, it really is. And, you know, he won't be the first person to lose his job, he won't be the last. But, you know, some of the work that he's put in hopefully will be shining through between now and the end of the season with everybody else.
Good to see you back. Obviously, I have to restock on the chewing gum now more often, but good to see you back, John.
Well, it's good. And you know what? It's good to be back. And, you know, the thing that always amazes me with all my time at Dagenham, you know, we tend to find a way, and we've got to keep trying to find a way.